Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning in to Smokey House. If you didn't know, you are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Dom. And I'm back with another episode. Thanks again for your patience. I know I'm a little late. I kept promoting this episode and, you know, it's a few days late. But thank you. Thank you for tuning in again. You already know I had started off. If you haven't followed me on social media, please do. I am on, you know, Smokey House. I got a little, you know, tickle in my throat right now. But anyway, I am on Snapchat. I am on Instagram and I do have a Twitter. My Snap is D_HIGH. So it is D_high. Go ahead and add me and I will, you know, mingle with you. I do snap back. I love Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat every day. Oh Lord, I need some water. My goodness, excuse me. I'm also on Instagram. My main Instagram account is champion_D, and then I have my podcast Insta, which is 713 Smokey House. So you can follow and add both of those, or pick and choose which one you want to mess with me on. I do mess with the podcast Insta a little bit more than my main page Insta, but you will see me more on my main page than on my podcast page. So if you want to, you know, see what I look like, go ahead and add, you know, champion_D. If you just want to see my random topics, random posts, memes, yes, I call them memes, I know they're called memes, or you know, you want to get a quick little tip on my unwanted opinions, you know, follow my podcast Instagram. I am also on Twitter. My main page Twitter is remember_REDEE. And then I have my podcast Twitter account, which is HOUZSMOKEY. So it is Smokey House, just backwards. Please go ahead and follow and add all those. Or again, like I said, pick and choose which one you want to, you know, fuck with me on. Because I give different personalities on different platforms. So, you know, pick and choose. I appreciate the follow and love. I will follow back and show the love back. Okay. So, I will be giving my unwanted opinions on a few topics tonight. Some repetitive topics. I will be talking about Megan and Tory once again because, this is ongoing, Lord. I will be talking about this whole back to school and virtual learning. Prayers to the parents. I know y'all struggling right now. I couldn't do it. I will be talking about Monica, and Master P and Brandy. I will be talking about, Future and Lori. I guess they broke up. And also this election coming up, I will be giving my unwanted opinions on all of that tonight. So, yeah, let's get into it. So Monica and, Brandy are supposed to have an upcoming versus battle. I'm excited for that. I will be tuning into it. Again, it's supposed to be on Instagram. It's supposed to be streaming live. There will be other, I think you can actually go on the Versus website or something like that and actually watch it and stream it and watch the past ones, I believe. I'm not sure. Don't quote me. I don't know. But I am excited for that. I do believe Brandy will win. I am hoping Brandy will win because people sleep on her. Like a lot of artists that people rate as, you know, C and D list celebrities, you know, like the Carrie Hilsons and, you know, Brandy and Keisha Cole and all them, you know, because they're not Beyonce top tier, they'd be like, F them, you know, they frying in the parking lot, they ain't getting no nominations and stuff like that. People are so rude, especially on Twitter. I know y'all see the tweets and you see what people be saying. But I do believe Brandy will win. Like, when it comes neck and neck, and there was a post that, you know, was, like, you know, predicting the songs that each lady will, you know, sing. And I was going down the list, and I was like, check, check, Brandy, check, check, Full Moon, check, what? But then I looked at Monica, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But I do believe Brandy will win that versus battle, so I will be tuning in. I will have, you know, my my church shoes on and my plant robes for that versus battle. I'm excited for that one. Oh, speaking of Monica, she is in the mix. She's beefing with Master P and Lil Romeo, apparently. So if you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. I guess Monica has teamed up with her friend Kim Kardashian for the release of her ex-boo-thang, C-Murda. C-Murda has been locked up for the past, like, I want to say about 18, 19 years. She dated him before he got incarcerated back when she was, like, 17 or something like that. He was a lot older than her. They dated briefly. It wasn't too long. I think it was, like, a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. It wasn't much, but, you know, she is fighting now for his release with her best friend. I guess they're petitioning for his release. And, you know, I do feel like maybe with Kim on the bandwagon, he might get an early release. But who knows? I'll be staying tuned on that. But I guess when that news broke, that, you know, Monica was teaming up with Kim, Master P came out with his 2 cents. And, you know, I kind of agreed with him. People were kind of, you know, upset with him and saying, like, why is he coming at Monica? Like, he has no right to. Like, she's trying to help his brother and he needs to sit down somewhere. And I was like, I don't know about that. I don't agree with that. But Master P came out with his own video after that news broke, basically saying, you know, he's done all he can for his brother. You know, he's you know, supported his kids, you know, fought for his release, put money on his books. This is what Master P was saying in the video, you know. But at this point in his life, he's done, you know, putting his hand out and helping friends and family who in return are ungrateful. He's claiming that, you know, C-Murda has been very disrespectful and rude, which is true. He's written books, he's made had interviews and posts and everything down in Master P and the whole family, saying, you know, basically F them, like, fuck y'all. And P basically stated in the video, like, I'm over it, but don't discredit me. Like, he in the video, he's basically saying, like, you know, at the end of the day, I've done all I can, and I've stopped, but don't think I haven't done anything. And a lot of people were basically coming at Master P saying, like, oh, it takes Monica and Kim Kardashian to get your brother out, where you been? And it was like, whoa, pump your brakes. I've been doing this. I've been trying to help him out. But, you know, when he was released, you know, he was hanging around with the same people that got him locked up again. You know, his baby mama and his ex-wife, you know, they real messy. I don't mess with them. I don't deal with them no more. So excuse y'all that you had to, you know, selling socks and whatnot to put, you know, to give him money. Like, he was basically saying, I've done all I can and I'm over it. And I can understand that. Like, at a certain point when it comes to family, especially when you're in a different position than your family, it's like, okay, y'all grown. Like, I'm here to help y'all out. I'm here to lend a helping hand to a certain extent. But when I feel like you leeching and mooching and not being appreciative of it, like, when I really don't even have to help you, but it's just a simple fact, we blood, so I'm sticking to the code, but you in return want to be disrespectful and talk down on me, okay, F y'all. Do what you do. Have your ex boo thing from 20 years ago get petitions and whatever. Do what you do. Have her fighting with your ex-girlfriend and your ex-wife and do it. I don't care, but just don't discredit me. And I can understand his point of view on that. I can understand his opinion on that. Like, that's how I would feel. Like, I'm over it. Do what you do. So, I don't know. Free C-Murda at the end of the day. I hope if he does get released, he stays out of trouble. But I hope Monica knows, like, if he does get released also, I don't think he's going to be coming home to you. And if he does, bitch, we prepared for a whole lot of drama because he got a whole bunch of women tied to him. So, we shall see. We shall see. Moving on. So apparently Future and Lori broke up. I guess they unfollowed each other on Instagram. So it's going around. It's swirling around. They broke up. Everybody's anticipating his new music. I am too, I guess. You know, I haven't been fucking with, you know, his music lately. I guess the last song I really liked was the one with Drake. So, I mean, you know, if it takes some drama to get some new music, I'm here for it. I guess also he got another baby on the way, and it's not with Lori. It's with some other girl down in Atlanta. I guess she's about 5 months pregnant and claiming its futures. I don't know. We shall see on that. But he had dropped his defamation suit against his other baby mama. What's her name? Eliza, I think. I don't know. The other one that's giving him hell, that's suing him, that's basically his karma for treating all these women like he has. I guess he's trying to fix it with her because, you know, it's rumored he got another one on the way. So he can't be beefing with everybody. So I guess he's trying to fix that whole situation. So, I'm here for the new music, and that's about it. So, moving on. Megan and Tory. They still going at it. She came out, you know, released the photos of her foot saying that, you know, F y'all, I got shot. People didn't believe me. It takes me for, you know, showing the picture. And I really didn't get why people wasn't believing that she got shot. I was like, why would she lie? Like, we seen the video. We seen the blood. Like, people really was trying to say she didn't get shot. But, you know, she came out, showed the pictures and everything, you know, blasted Tory. Basically, it was like, yeah, it was him. Different celebrities came out, said what they had to say. She's been on an Instagram and Twitter war with a few other different celebrities, giving her two cents back and forth. I just want the trial. I want to know what happened play by play, because I'm confused. Like, yeah, we know they was at a party. Yeah, we know Tory shot her. That's all we know. What happened? What happened? I hear the different rumors on the YouTube and the gossip meals and, you know, on the Shade Room and, you know, how she unfollowed her ex-best friend and how maybe Kylie had something to do with it and maybe the ex-best friend had something to do with it. She got mad, you know, she was trying to leave and Tory got mad. It was a misunderstanding. I don't want to hear the speculations on what happened. Show me some text messages. Show me a video. Like, what happened? Like, for real. Like, we know he shot her. But what went down? Like, what led to this? Because I seen Instagram Live. They was all chilling. Like I said, they was all lit. Meg was tore up. Tory was tore up, too. So, from the midst of that video airing in California, because this was around my time in Texas. So, this was around, like, 9-10 o'clock. So in California is ahead of me or behind me, like 4 hours. I don't know which one though. It's either ahead or behind by like 3-4 hours, something like that. So I'm like, from the midst of that video and then this incident was reported in the morning, it was only a few hours. Like, so what happened? What happened? And Meg, like, I'm happy that you came out and name dropped him, and I'm not claiming her as a snitch, because people had came out and was like, oh, Meg snitch is and snitching on Tory, she shouldn't have said all that. Why? Like, bitch, he shot her twice in the feet. I'm upset that, like, she's on Instagram and not at the police station. Like, at the end of the day, motherfucker, you shot me. If I didn't do nothing to you and you was just having little man syndrome and you got mad over some bullshit and I'm trying to leave the function because I don't want to deal with you no more and you shoot me, nigga. Excuse my language. But what? I'm in the police station, you going to jail. You getting deported. Your money stops, cease and desist, all that shit. So I want to know what happened. What happened? So I'm really waiting for this. I think it's supposed to be in like September or October, something like that. Tory's supposed to go to trial for this. I think it's a domestic situation. I don't know. I just want the real story, the real deal. Like, who did what? Y'all and people, y'all stop saying that Meg's a man, please, because I'm tired of it. I'm a 5'10 female myself. And like, for real, every female that's tall is not a man, okay? Y'all little short ass, little dick ass motherfuckers need to stop that stuff, okay? Stop claiming, oh, Tory found out that she was really a man, so he shot. Stop it. Stop. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Oh, Megan's 5'10. Tory's only 5'4. She probably was beating him up and roughed him up. And, you know, that's why. Don't justify that. Come on. Because at the end of the day, they were in the same vehicle. So, if she roughed him up and then they got in the car after the fact, like, what? Make it make sense. Like, you really out here making it seem like Tory was being a bitch. At the end of the day. So, I just want to know the real story. That's it. I just want to know the real story. Prayers to Megan still. And let her live her life. People are also complaining that, oh, she's out too much. Like, man, she got her stitches out. She's getting paid. She got the number one song right now with Cardi B, with WAP. Let her go out. I would be out too. Shit, I'm single. The man I was messing with damn near killed me. I need a drink. I need some hookah. I'm going out too. Shoot. Like, leave the girl. Come on. Leave the girl alone, y'all. Leave Megan Thee Stallion alone. Leave her alone. Moving on. Oh, back to school is going on. I'm so happy I don't have kids because parents, oh my, I don't know how y'all doing it. Everyone's been like stressing finding laptops, computers, iPads. Some children's schools are opening back up later on in the year, and the parents have the option to either, you know, keep their kids at home or send them in school. The whole pandemic has not slowed down. Coronavirus is still out here beating bitches up. So it's stressful, and I'm just so glad I don't have to deal with it. So shout out to all the parents out there who listen to my show. I'm gonna smoke a blunt for y'all. I hope the babies are laying down so you can smoke a blunt too, because y'all gotta be the principal, the lunch lady. You gotta wake them up. So much. Then you gotta go to work if you are luckily employed during all this. Deal with if you got multiple kids in different grade levels. So prayers and shout out to y'all. Virtual learning, that I couldn't do it. I could not do it. Lord. Well, I ain't got much else to talk about. Oh, this election is coming up, and I know I've talked a lot of shit, and I've talked a lot of, you know, stuff about the candidates, you know, Joe Biden and, you know, what's her name, Camilla, however you say it, you know, Kanye and all them. I know I've, you know, downplayed this whole election and, you know, talked hella shit, but please, people, please vote. I am doing my research. I did watch the Democratic National Convention the other day on Hulu. You know, because at the end of the day, we do have to choose the lesser evils. At the end of the day, we have to choose people who can lead us somewhat to the greater ones, because I am not happy with these candidates, but I have to find the right one to vote for. I'm sick of Trump. I know, you know, I said some things about, you know, Kay Harris. I'm not a fan of hers. Joe Biden, I'm not a fan of his either. But, you know, I just have to keep doing my research, keep digging, you know. I'm not a Republican either. So I'm like, oh, my God. what do I do? Oh, but please, y'all, vote. Pray for me while I make my decision, while I vote. I'm gonna pray for y'all. America needs to get it together. I know Kanye somewhere sad because he's nowhere on anyone's ballot. So I'm happy about that. I can say that. Like, I know America's not that damn crazy. Like, we've done some effed up shit by getting Trump in that house, but at least we ain't that, you know, that messed up in the head. So I'm kind of happy Kanye ain't make no ballots. You know, call me a hater, say what you say, whatever. But please, y'all, vote. I will be voting. I'm doing my research. I'm keeping up with the whole election thing. It is depressing and it is sad. I won't lie to y'all. I'm so disheartened. Is that the word? Disheartened? Disheartening? Disheartened? I think that's how you say it. By everyone's campaign, basically. But it is what it is. Vote. Oh, again, update. I am still working on my Fort Hood episode. Again, it will be coming soon. My YouTube as well. I've been messing around with, you know, clips and iMovie and all that, you know, because I don't want no janky YouTube channel. Again, it will only be snippets for y'all because I do want y'all to still mess with me on, you know, my podcasts, you know, channels, and you know, this is what I really love to do and I really like. But I know y'all really need visuals. Some of y'all like visuals more, so I will be bringing my snippets to YouTube. I am, you know, learning a few things, messing around. So stay tuned on that. My Fort Hood episode again will be coming soon. I am doing more research again. Every time I turn around, there's some more news. Prayers to the people in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake, another black man, was shot by police officers out there. So there's a lot of protests going on out there. So prayers to the city and the people out there. We need to keep fighting for justice by any means, because as you can see, they not stopping. They not showing no mercy. So at this point, we shouldn't either. That's my personal opinion. You know, Jacob, the story that's being reported, from the story that I've heard, again, I'm not too sure, because this has happened in the past like 2 days. I guess there was a fight that happened. He pulled up, or he was nearby. He was the one who called the police. The police showed up, and I guess Jacob went to his vehicle and, you know, was like, okay, they're here, basically, and, you know, got in his car, and the police rushed the car. 3 officers, I believe, rushed the car, and one of the officers, you know, shot Jacob in the back 7 times. When the story had came out, you know, people initially thought, you know, he had died, but then it was reported his father came out and said, you know, he's paralyzed from, I believe, the waist down. You know, he's, you know, in critical condition. He's handcuffed to his hospital bed. So, you know, it's still a lot of injustice going on, and still a lot that we need to keep fighting for and continue to stay on these motherfuckers' necks for, because they ain't showing us no mercy. We don't need to show them not a damn drop of mercy. So, but again, prayers to the people protesting and on the front lines. You know, sign petitions, do what you can, donate to the right organizations. Do your research on the organizations you donate to. If you are out there protesting, please be safe. And we got to keep doing what we're doing, y'all. And on that note, I'm in that. So, well, in this. Again, follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snapchat. I am on Instagram. And I do have Twitter. So, follow me on Instagram. My main page is champion_D. Then my podcast page is 713 Smokey House. I am on Twitter. Follow me on my main Twitter account, which is which is remember_REDEE. And then my podcast Twitter is HOUZSMOKEY. And then I am on Snap, @D_HIGH. So fuck me on all those, or pick and choose which one. And I will be back with another episode hopefully soon. Hopefully in the next week or so. You know, stay patient with me. You know, I be giving random episodes. Like I said, y'all vote, do your research, donate to the right organizations, you know, abolish ICE, you know, stay safe during this whole pandemic. Again, prayers to the parents. Oof, I'm smoking blunt for y'all right now. All right, good night, y'all.